Good to be back. Is this on? Is it working?
Okay. Yeah. It's good to be back.
It's good to have the nice California weather. I may have brought the rain with me.
You can see from this.
Okay. That
yeah, that works for me. Let's
go ahead and turn this one off.
Is this, can you hear me? Okay. So, yeah, it's good to be back, and it's good to have food. real beef, real milk, real cheese. Yeah, it's 6 months without that's pretty tough. And it really makes you grateful for living in a town with a lot of cows. Because living in a place without cows is not fun. So, yeah, but I love it there. I love everything I'm doing. It's different, obviously. It's a lot different than even what I expected. But it's extremely rewarding. And that's when people are asking me, you know, what do you get from it? It's that reward of being able to be there and do everything that I'm doing. It's just extremely rewarding. So this is my island. It's pretty small, but it's a lot bigger than it looks, actually. A lot of the island I haven't even seen yet. It's a lot of jungle and a lot of resorts. There's a lot of hotels, resorts there. It's a beautiful place. There's about 30,000 people living on the island, and then there's about 2 million tourists per year that come by the island. So it's a busy place, a lot of people year-round because it's always nice weather. But yeah, so it's a beautiful place. This is the First Love International Camp, the organization that I'm in, that the school is part of. Everything we do is through this organization. We have a little setup place where we have short-term ministries that come, stay there. We have kids that live around that area. Everything happens at that base on the island. And the next picture, I'll kind of show you where some things are on the island. This blue little crossing is where First Love is. It's right on the beach. You might have seen some pictures of right outside the door when I was living there my first month. Right out onto the beach. My apartment that I'm living in now is that red little cross thing. Just a little bit of ways. It's still close to everything. The purple cross is the school. So everything's real close. Everything's close together. And that black X is the church that is part of our ministry. There's a Filipino couple that had a ministry there before that our organization tag teamed with to put things together. They liked the ministry they had going, and so everything's run through those two things. And then that's the rest of the island. This is a view from one of the highest points on the mountain, or on the island. And it's just looking out over the island and then onto the other island farther away. I live somewhere. So it's a lot bigger than it looks. And yeah. It's beautiful. Island's an awesome place to live until one of these comes around. And you can see the Philippines is a little part of this map, and the storm is the big part of this map. And my island, you can't even see on this map. So when you can't even see your island, and the storm is that big, it gets a little bit scary. So luckily, this is Super Typhoon Bopha, which just missed us, fortunately, because that would have not been fun to experience. So yeah, it's beautiful, except for when that happens. There's also a lot of other things that are a lot bigger there. So those are fun to deal with. Those are some bugs, and those are some even bigger spiders. The one on the far side over there is literally bigger than my hand. Very, very large spiders. And when you find those right outside your room, it's hard to sleep. So yeah, it also rains a lot. This is not like after a big storm. This is just kind of on a normal day. When it rains a lot. The streets get flooded. Everything gets flooded. It's just kind of normal life to just walk around in puddles all the time. Okay, you're good to the next one. This is our transportation. In the Philippines, there is no limit to how many people you can transport at the same time. We have trikes, which are basically just like a motorcycle with a built-on little piece of metal that you could fit probably about 10 people in. You can't get 10 people up the hill, but you can fit 10 people in, and then two can jump out and push it up the hill. And that's one of my normal seats because I'm American, and that's just where they make the Americans sit. It gets a little scary sometimes when they're flying by and the other trikes are flying by, and you nick knees a little bit with the person on the other trike, so that's not fun. Oof. And then these boats go back and forth from Boracay to the other island. It's only about 10 minutes. We go over there a lot for feedings and for anything we do with the, there's some villages over there that we work with. And so anytime you want to travel anywhere outside of the island, you take one of these little boats across. They're pretty fun. So Troy asked me to keep this under an hour, so I could talk for a long time about everything I've done there. No, I'm joking, not that long. But I could talk for a long time about everything that I've done here, and so I'm not going to talk for a long time, just a short time. But I wanted to talk about the things that I'm doing there. I could share a lot of stories, a lot of fun things, but I really want to share with you what's being done there, what I'm doing there, what the ministry is doing there. And so one of the things that I'm doing there is a lot of sports ministry. I have a sports background, a PE background, and it's awesome for me to be able to go there and use that. This is from a volleyball clinic that we've been doing on Saturdays. We have another missionary there who actually played volleyball for Baylor. And so we partnered up and we put on a volleyball clinic, and we do it every Saturday. And we get about 15 kids most of the time, sometimes 20, sometimes 10. And we run some drills, we play some volleyball. It's a lot of fun. It's a way to get most of the kids we know, most kids from around the area, from the school. But then we also bring in other kids. We bring in kids that are just walking by and want to play. And it's just a fun way to be able to bring kids into what we're doing through sport. And so sports ministry is an awesome, awesome thing, because it's just another way to reach people. We have volleyball clinics. There's some soccer clinics on the island that I'm looking at, trying to become a part of, bringing in kind of our group into that. We play some baseball on the beach. A little bit more interesting, but it's fun. And we're trying to incorporate even more sports, ultimate frisbee, football, trying to get things into it. In the Philippines, they play basketball. That's pretty much all they play. A lot of basketball. So we play that all the time. We have a court right behind the jungle barn. And there's courts pretty much everywhere on the island. There's actual courts. There's trees with a backboard on them. Anywhere you could put a backboard, there's a basketball court. We play a lot of baseball. I'm not allowed to hit anymore because I got tired of chasing the ball everywhere. But it's fun because you just pick up a piece of bamboo. The bamboo is just lying around everywhere, and you just get something that's round and just play. PE. I'm being able to incorporate a lot of PE in the school. We have incorporated what we call Fun Friday. One day a month, we take the kids, the fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, to the beach, and we just have a PE day. We play games, we play sports, we do different PE exercises. We don't tell them that it's actually PE. We just say it's fun. And they have a lot of fun with it. And it's a good time to be able to. There's not a lot of space anywhere really in the Philippines, and so there's not a lot of ways to incorporate PE, especially at the school right now. And so it's a fun way to get them out, have fun, move around, and do things. And so that's a pretty silly picture. But and these are just some pictures of Fun Friday and doing some different things, exercises and whatnot. So that's been fun to kind of take up and organize and put together and use my experience with PE to be able to help. One of the other major things we do is feeding sites. There's 21 different feeding sites on our island and right on the other tip of the island that we can cross over to. And they're run by the pastor's wife, by some other Filipinos, by some of us missionaries. Each one has a different spot. Each one assists the different ones. And we spread them around, make them work. We start out, we sing songs, dance a little bit, usually play some games. And then we do a Bible story. We get kids at these feeding sites that are used to church, and we get kids that aren't used to church, kids that are there for the food. They're hungry, and so they come along and listen to whatever is said. And so it's a way that we get to share the songs through the stories, get to share the message that we are trying to spread to them about Jesus. And so it's a huge way to impact their lives through these feeding sites. And also educationally. You know, our point, we're going there to spread the message. That's what we're doing. But we also get to help them with English. We also get to help them educationally, learning, interacting, and just having fun. So, yeah, we have a coloring sheet that we print out. Usually it's based off the Bible story that we have that day. And we spread out. They love coloring. They love drawing. I think we kind of take it for granted here because we always have crayons. We always have things of color. It's just kind of coloring. There, that's just not how it is. I mean, coloring is something special. It's something that it's exciting to do. It's fun because you just don't get to do it all the time. And so they love it. They love coloring. Anything they could do with art, they just love to do. This is from the Auti village that's on the other island. A very, very, very poor community that's kind of been shut out by the Philippines. And we go over there a lot. We have a missionary family that works there on that island, specifically with them. And they just, everything we do over there, they're just so joyful, always smiles on their face. Anytime we bring materials and toys and things for them, it's incredible. It's a totally different thing for them. And the food. Usually it's soup, sopas. It's just kind of very healthy things thrown in a pot and mixed together. And they love it. A lot of them are extremely hungry. That's their meal for the day. And so it is an awesome thing to be able to bring that to. Obviously the message is what we're bringing, but the food is extremely important as well. And so we have those feeding sites throughout our island in very poor areas where they don't have a lot of food. And then I've become the official doctor for some reason at my sites. It just kind of happened, and I've kind of taken it and ran. And one of the first Filipino words I learned was socket, which means it hurts. And unfortunately, I get that sometimes when I'm actually doing it, so that's not a good thing. But I love it. It's kind of gross sometimes, but because they do have some pretty bad injuries and some pretty bad infections. A lot of it is infections that they get just because they don't have ways to clean little wounds. Everything's dirty, everything's muddy, and there's just not a lot of clean water. There's not a lot of medicine to be able to use, and so they get a little cut, and then without cleaning it, without it just being in the mud all the time, it just gets worse and worse. And so I get to treat those. And it's fun a lot of the times to interact with the kids and do that. This little girl actually, from this picture, just kind of sat there right in front of me until she got a Band-Aid. She was looking all around for a spot that was cut, and she just didn't have anything. But I just couldn't turn her down, so. Yeah, and those are just some more pictures. I think that's one of the pictures where I gave her the Band-Aid, because she just didn't stop. But this is my feeding site that I run. I assisted a couple of different feeding sites, but this site is I'm in charge of, which has been an awesome experience. It's been a tough experience, kind of taking it over and running with it. But I love it. The kids are awesome. The kids love me, and it's an amazing thing to go there every week, show up every week, and just have a storm of kids come running up, and just knowing how much I'm able to impact them with everything that I'm bringing there. We run it the same way as a lot of the feeding sites. We start out singing and dancing and stuff like that. Luckily, I have one of the Filipino ladies that's there helps sing, because I'm not going to lead songs very well, but I got the dance moves, just not the singing part. But so we do that, tell a Bible story, act it out a little bit, hopefully play little games, go through the feeding and the coloring, and then doctor and everything else. So, but it's been fun kind of doing other things with that area. It's a little bit farther away from where I am, and so we don't see those kids a lot. They don't come to the school because they're on the other side. But being able to go over there, have fun with them, just go over and play every once in a while, and just see that community kind of embrace me is someone that they accept in their community has been an amazing thing. Also, I've gotten to do a lot of things within the school. We took some girls to the other island about 2 hours away to a quiz bee. They were the qualifiers from our school. There was 34 other schools there at the quiz bee, and we got to take them and have fun, and it was an awesome field trip, awesome way to it's about 2 hours away. It's the closest big city to the island, and there's only one of the girls that have ever been there before. And so it was kind of eye-opening to, it would be like no one from this church ever going to Sacramento or something like that. And it just kind of opens your eyes to the shock of like, wow, it's just different. It's just so much different in so many ways. But that was a lot of fun. And then one of the best days I've probably had on the island was Community Service Day. The fifth and sixth graders, me and the sixth grade teacher got together, and we wanted to do something in the community. We wanted to tell our kids about it and get them excited to do something, see what they wanted to do. And they just came up with so many ideas, so many ways they can impact the community. And they just were flooded with ideas of going over to the Ati Village and, you know, reading to these kids and doing sports ministry with these kids and playing with them and feeding them and doing all these things. And we were blown away by how much they wanted to do, how much they wanted to serve as fifth and sixth graders. And so we went over to the Ati Village. The kids read to them. You can flip. And just we were absolutely blown away by how much love they showed to these kids. I don't really have a lot of time to talk about it right now, but the Ati have been basically thrown out in the Philippine government. They're basically the indigenous people of the island, of the Philippines, and they've just kind of been thrown around everywhere. They don't get respected. They don't get any rights by the Philippine government. And so they just get thrown around, moved out. And there's a lot of racism towards them in the Philippine culture. And so it was just incredible to be able to go there and see how much love, see how much of a difference that these kids are making from older generations. and just we were completely overwhelmed. I mean, it was just so. I mean, there's no other word other than overwhelming to describe how much love they showed and how much the Aute children were into our kids. We have some more. I have some more pictures up, and they just. It was like glue. I mean, the kids just responded, and they don't have a lot of materials. They don't have a lot of books at that school. That's something we're trying to work on. Education's brand new for them. We just started the school over there. And so it was just an incredible, absolutely incredible day to see our kids, to see that they are getting something out of what we're doing there. That it's not just us making a difference, but it's the kids that we're talking to going out and making a difference as well, which is the whole point. This is the Aute school right now. We just built these two buildings last summer, and we're hoping to build more this summer. That's something I'm probably going to be a part of. We had some engineers from Taiwan come, and they planned everything out. They have the blueprints for the rest of the entire school planned out. We just need the money and the manpower to be able to build it. So I'm probably going to be staying on the other island at some point over the summer and just working on construction, working on building those schools so we can get more classrooms for the more kids that are going to be starting to enroll. Another thing that's been a lot of fun is getting to know the Filipino staff, getting to know everyone there, the other missionaries, and just having a family over there. I have new friends. I have people from other parts of the United States and Canada that I now am friends with. I have people from the Philippines that I'm now friends with, and we're a family. We're one unit, and that's an awesome, awesome thing to be able to have in a school. We spend all our time together. We do workshops where we each have specialties. You know, mine's PE. We have other teachers who have specialties in other areas, technology, whatever it may be. And we do teacher training. We show what we have. We show what we know how to do so all the teachers can learn from that. We play games. We do things together. And it's just a great time to be able to bond and be able to show. I've learned a lot from the Filipino teachers. They've learned a lot from us, and it's just a great way to show both educational skills, but then also our knowledge of God and our what we come with, our experience with the message and ways to share it, and seeing theirs, and seeing what works and what doesn't, and how things change culturally, but yet how it's all one big thing. It's all the same thing. And so that's been incredible. You know, hanging out with my Filipino friends. We get ice cream a lot of times. It's 50 cents for an ice cream, so that's nice. Not real ice cream, but after about a month, it tastes about the same. So, we hang out, have fun, get to share our different cultures. And when we take pictures, I look really tall, so that's fun. I'm not actually a giant. That's just how it looks. You'll actually see in the next picture. This is the group we call the 20s. There's six of us that are in our 20s. That's kind of our hangout group. That's our friends that we hang out with. And we just have a lot of fun. And it's been a great way to interact with peers and learn from them, share with them, and just they've kind of been my spiritual rock over there. As far as, you know, going through a lot of tough times, a lot of hard things, and just all of us coming together and using all the different tools that we have. We've talked a lot about how it's amazing that we're all there kind of randomly. It just kind of happened. None of us really knew about this. We just kind of found it, and it just was where we were called to go. And we each have such a different skill set that when we combine it, it just fits. It just, everything just goes together, and we're able to make an impact in so many different ways that it's an incredible, incredible team. And it's just one of those things that's just crazy when we put it all together and think about it, how awesome it is that we were all placed there together. So yeah, I also wanted to say thank you, a huge thank you. School supplies, we've gotten 2 boxes so far full of school supplies, and it's just been incredible. My entire room, I wish I would have taken pictures before I left of my room, because it's just covered. The walls are covered with school supplies that we got from this church. All the crayons, all the markers, all the pencils are from this church. Everything pretty much that we use in my room came from this church. The other teachers get to use supplies because there's extra. You know, the office has office supplies to be able to do things. It's just been incredible seeing how much supplies we've gotten from this church, because we need it and we just don't have a lot of access to it. And it helps us do so many more things with those supplies. Being a teacher, just using a textbook just doesn't work. It's just not easy to do. And being able to have materials to do things, to be more interactive, to get the kids excited, is just incredible. And so I can't thank you enough. If we were able to fly out the Filipino staff, the other teachers, they'd be up here thanking you too. And so from all of us, we wanted to say thank you. Not just me. It's been incredible seeing how much this church has thrown into that ministry and how much it's impacted our school, honestly. And this is my second grade class, and they want to say thank you too. Just from all the support you've given me to be able to be there, everything I'm able to do for them because of what you have done for me. And I honestly can't thank you enough for the opportunity that I've been given, because everyone here is in on it, is willing to support me, is willing to support this ministry, and everything that I'm doing with it is just incredible. So yes, that is the end of my slideshow.